19. At that time, King Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus by all that was done of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and of others that Elijah had appeared, and others said that it is a prophet, or that one of the old prophets was risen again. But when Herod heard thereof, he said to his servants, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. And he desired to see him. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. And Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. But when a convenient day was come, and his birthday was kept, Herod made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And the daughter of the said Herodias came in, and danced before them, and pleased Herod and them that sat with him. Whereupon the king said to the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever you will, and I will give it you. He promised, and he swore to her with an oath, Whatsoever you shall ask of me, I will give it you, to the half of my kingdom. And she went forth, and said to her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king, and, being before instructed of her mother, asked, saying, I will that you give me by and by here in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry. Nevertheless, for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him at meat, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger, and given to the damsel. And she brought it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb, and buried it, and went and told Jesus.